This is the presiding bishop's column with Elizabeth Eaton. She's entitled this column, A Time of Renewal. At the 2022 Churchwide Assembly, the decision was taken to establish a commission for a renewed Lutheran Church to reconsider the statements of purpose for each of the expressions of this church, the principles of its organizational structure, and all matters pertaining thereunto, being particularly attentive to our shared commitment to dismantle racism. This is no small task. The Commission for a New Lutheran Church that led to the formation of the ELCA completed its work 35 years ago, before TikTok, smartphones, and telemedicine. Even MTV was relatively new. The world has changed a lot since then, so perhaps it's time to take a look at our statements of purpose and principles of organizational structure. There has been a range of reaction to this: excitement, trepidation, a call to tear down the church completely and rebuild it, request to maintain the status quo, and everything else in between. There's even been suspicion voiced by some that a cabal of churchwide leaders on Higgins Road is already completed the project. Well, actually, no. We have committed to being a thriving church rooted in tradition and radically relevant, the tradition being our theology, not culture or cuisine. The church is unique among institutions. It's divine and also very human, and it's also the only institution whose reason for being is to preach the gospel in its purity and to administer the sacraments according to the gospel. The church is a people created by God in Christ, empowered by the Holy Spirit, called and sent to bear witness to God's creative, redeeming, and sanctifying activity in the world. That's from the Constitution of the ELCA. Do we always get it right? Well, no, since it's been said the church is not a hotel for saints, but a hospital for sinners. There are many things in the long history of the church, and in much shorter history of this church, that have caused harm, and even deadly harm, to people in creation. And yet, God continues to use the church and our brand of it to be an ambassador of hope, and to keep telling the radical story of grace. We are a both-and church that understands baptized to be at once saints and sinners. Here's part of an essay by 20th century Roman Catholic brother Carlo Coretto. He says, and I quote, "How baffling you are, O church, and yet how I love you. How you have made me suffer, and yet how much I owe you. I would like to see you destroyed, and yet I need your presence. You've given me so much scandal, and yet you have made me understand what sanctity is. I've seen nothing in the world more devoted to obscurity, more compromised, more false, and yet I have touched nothing more pure, more generous, more beautiful. How often have I wanted to shut the doors of my soul in your face, and how often have I prayed to die in the safety of your arms?" Unquote. Well, that pretty well sums up the beautiful, maddening, sublime, and broken reality of church and its people. God alone preserves the church, and God alone renews it. But God, in God's inscrutable wisdom, continues to call, gather, enlighten, and make holy the whole Christian church on earth, and keeps it with Jesus Christ in one communion, true faith, and invites sinners to be part of the body of Christ. So, I call all of us to be in prayer for the Commission for a Renewed Lutheran Church. The commission, whose members are still being selected as I write this, will meet together for the first time in July. Pray for openness to God's Spirit, humility and discernment, and bold trust that God will bless our efforts as we seek to give the gospel free course in the world.